Hi, everybody, and welcome to Test 1 Review Class, Part 1. Test 1 Review, Part 1 for the elementary classes of History at Our House in the American History Program. We are entering into Week 7, and that means that we are going to conduct our activities this week according to an unusual schedule. And so we'll review that to start, and then I'm going to talk about and I'm going to show you an example of a test preparation sheet and talk to you about what you are expected to do in order to complete it. And we're going to go through the lower elementary example today in class, which, and the upper elementary one, as you will see, is a little bit different, but not too much. So I definitely want to help the younger students who are probably newer and who need a little bit more help to get this first test done. So what? Let's talk about the schedule. Today, Monday of week 7, is a review of the material that we have discussed so far. And then you're going to get your test preparation sheets. The lower L ones are already on the class webpage. The upper L ones will be on the class webpage right after class. I haven't had a chance to update the website yet, but they will be there very shortly along with the class notes. And so you will be ready today to start working on the test prep sheets if you need to. I don't think it's a 3-day activity, but better to get started early than to wait and not have enough time. And then tomorrow, we are going to have one more lecture of new material. I kind of had the numbering on there a little bit wrong earlier. If we're going to call today lecture 18, which we should, then tomorrow will be lecture 19, and that will be new material on one extra part of the story that we need to know. And then we will have art on Wednesday, which is also unusual, to give you that extra day to work on the test prep sheets. And then finally, we will have the test preparation class in which we are going to discuss your answers to the test preparation sheets, and then you will get the tests. So, as far as our review is concerned, I want to begin by taking you to the class webpage. Okay, this is the lower elementary class webpage at this very moment. But if you were to go to the upper elementary class webpage, you'd see almost the same thing. You would see that the week 6 and 7 class notes have been posted combined. Now, since we have had difficulties in the past on occasion, it would be great if somebody out there can check that this link works right this minute. Can, by a show of hands, somebody tell me that they have already succeeded here? By a show of hands, please raise your hand if you have succeeded in viewing these yet. Okay, Henry and Wyatt tell me that they have, so that's a good sign. And so I'm going to assume that it's going to work. But I'm going to go ahead and click on the class notes for just a second and bring them up and show you a little bit of something here that you need to understand a little bit. The class notes for week 6 and 7 are together. Now, how do you know what week's notes they are on the page? You look at the bottom of the page. The bottom of the page tells you the page number, and it also tells you what week it is for. So as you can see in the lower L, page 7 is week 6. And then, if you go a little further to page 8, you'll see it's week 7. Okay, so there are 7 pages of notes all together for the test. 7 pages of notes that you should know what they mean basically for this test. And the one thing that we haven't talked about yet is going to be discussed tomorrow. So this you will recognize if you read it. We haven't actually talked about this yet. I don't know how to highlight this without it being so jumpy, but there you go. We haven't actually talked about this yet. We're going to talk about this tomorrow because these are the week 7 notes. So don't panic if you're reading those and you think, well, Mr. Powell hasn't taught us this yet. Okay, we will be talking about this tomorrow. Week 6, however, we have talked about. What is week 6 about? It's about having a king in all of the countries of Europe. It's about the relationship between France and England, which we talked about already. Worst enemies forever. And it's about Spain and Portugal, two countries that were born during an important long war called the Reconquista. So that is your week 6 class notes, and that's already going to be something that you can read and remember, that we talked about it and use to start filling in the test preparation sheets. So on that note, I am now going to bring up the test preparation sheets for the lower elementary, and I'm going to walk you through it. Okay, I'm going to show you what it looks like, and I'm going to basically, a lot of it you're going to recognize right away, and it's just going to be a little bit of a new format, so we're going to do a few examples of it together so that you know how to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it up on my screen. So this is going to be your test preparation sheets, Patrick, along with the rest of the lower elementary group. So let me just wait a second as they come up on my screen here. And the lower L test prep sheets will have only two pages. It's a two-page test. Okay? And it looks like this. I'm going to zoom out a little bit so you can see the whole thing just for a minute. Okay, you're going to recognize these pictures, right? Mm-hmm. These are pictures from your timeline and your anchor fact prompts. So the test prep sheets are just like the test, except they're organized in such a way that you have to answer certain questions in a certain way. I'm going to guide you through that a little bit here. And so this is page 1. As you can see, it was a little too hard to fit them all on one page. So I gave you extra room between the questions. And I put the last two on the second page for you to answer. And then, if you are in the lower elementary class, you will find that there are 3 more questions to answer. So, how do we conduct ourselves during the test preparation class with this set of sheets of paper? What do we do? Well, part of it is pretty easy in a way because we've been practicing it for quite a long time. So if we were to zoom in here for a second and work together to answer question number 1. And since question 1 through 7 are going to be the same for lower elementary and upper elementary, everybody can do this together here. That makes sense because it's anchor facts. Let's go ahead and answer this set of questions together so that you can know what would be required. Let me go ahead and get my annotations ready. And I'm going to type it on the screen as answers are offered here by whoever's ready to do it. So notice what I did here with the questions so that I could tuck them in on one page. Notice what I wrote. I wrote who/what/where together. Right? So in other words, I need you to tell me a little phrase that answers those questions together. Okay, so who here from the lower elementary group, please? I want to just see, just for the sake, well, you know what? It can be from either group. It can be from either group, because maybe the upper elementary students will be catching on a little bit faster and can give the younger students here a little bit of a boost. Who could give me an answer in a way that answers all 3 questions together? Who, what, where? Who, what, where? Okay, let's see, Abby, if you can... Oh, wait a minute. Gabriel is here, and he's not often here. So, Gabriel, hi.
Hi.
Okay, do you want to give this one a shot here?
Okay.
Go.
It is Murmur. What? He was the first ruler to rule. Well, where? Egypt.
Okay, good. So what I want to do then, what we want to do, Gabriel, is we want to take those and put them together into a single phrase. So go ahead and combine those all together into one phrase or sentence, Gabriel. You had them there, but they were kind of, you kind of voiced them separately. Can you give them to me all at once?
I'll try.
Okay.
Menes Narmer was the first ruler in Egypt.
Okay. Now, you just answered all three questions, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you did, because you've got the where, you've got Egypt, and you've got the what, became the first ruler, and you've got the who. My name's Narmer. Okay, so a lot of facts in history just kind of end up working that way really easily, where we can tuck them in all into one single phrase. So that's going to be the job here of everybody who knows these facts pretty well, to tuck them into a little phrase. And then answering the rest is pretty straightforward. So, Rosetta, go ahead. How would you answer the when?
Circa 3000 BC.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're partway there so far. And so we have the what, who, what, where, and we have the when. And then we have the difficult question. The so what? So Patrick has an answer to the so what. What is the so what of this? Go ahead, Patrick.
Having kings is normal in history until America.
Having kings is normal in history until America. Having kings as rulers of people is normal in history until America. There we go. Okay, so you might write that, or Patrick just said having kings is normal. I added a little bit to make it clearer. Having kings as rulers of people is normal in history until America. So this, what you are looking at right here, would be a complete answer to question number one. And I would probably mark this, I'd probably give 5 points for this altogether, 3 points for the first part, 1 point for the date, and 1 point for the so what. And so there'd be about 5 points for this question. Okay, so Abby, Gabriel, put your hands down unless you have a question or comment about that or follow-up about number one, please. Okay, so how does that look? Do any questions come to mind now about this or how these kinds of questions are going to work? You are looking at a 100% example. If you wrote this, then you would get all of the points on this question, whether you are in the lower L or in the upper L, okay? So as far as the anchor facts are concerned, everybody's pretty much getting the same questions because it's just basic facts of history. Okay, so then the question is, all right, you have now a few days to answer these questions, and how should you do it? How should you do it? That's a real question, so I want somebody who knows what to do here, or even if you're not sure, but you think you know how. How should you go about answering these questions before Thursday? Because by Thursday, you should have this sheet printed out and all of the answers written down on that sheet of paper so that you can read them to me on Thursday. So that you can read them to me. Okay? So how are you supposed to do it? Abby, what's going to be your approach? Just a sec. I'm sorry. Don't unmute yourself. Let me do the unmuting. Go ahead.
I'm going to read through all the class notes before I begin, and then I will go through it without using the class notes as soon as possible.
Okay. You're partly right there. You should definitely read the class notes before you answer these questions. Okay? But the second part, I don't agree with, Abby. The second part that you said was, I'm going to do this without my class notes. Don't agree with that, because this is not a test. So I think Wyatt knows what I would recommend instead. Wyatt, can you explain?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, what we will do is we basically will go through the test notes. Not quite go through the test notes, but like look at the a question if it's my test preparation sheet, and then go and see if I got it right. I think this will be the answer to it. So, but before I write it down, I go into my class notes. So I know for certain that I know what this is.
Okay. Did you guys catch what Wyatt was explaining there? Did you guys hear what Wyatt was explaining? Raise your hand if you need that again. Because if you don't need again, you should be able to repeat it. Okay, some people do need that again. All right. So, here it is in my words. Okay, Riot, you were correct, but I'm going to now say it in my words, and that might help others. Okay? To answer these questions, you should be looking in your class notes. There is an important difference between test preparation and a test. And it's right there in the name of the work. One of the things is a test, and one of them is preparation for a test. So preparing for a test means using all the resources that you have so that you can be as prepared as possible for the test when it comes. So you should think of these test preparation sheets as homework sheets, okay? It's a homework exercise. It's not a test. It's a chance for you to work on finding answers in the set of class notes. And Wyatt said something else, which is a good thing. He said, you can be sure of getting the answer by looking it up. You might think that you know the answer already, right? If we go, and we've talked about Manasnarmer becoming the first king of Egypt lots of times already. You might think you remember that, so you write it all down. But remember that guy we were talking about at the beginning of the year whose name was Socrates? Socrates was a philosopher, and he had a very, very important rule. And Anthony knows the rule. What's the rule, Anthony?
Know what you know. Know what you don't know.
How can you know what you don't know?
Check it.
Right. How do you know the difference between knowing and not knowing? By checking. By checking. We often walk around with a thought in our head, or maybe we remember something. And is our memory perfect? Do we know absolutely everything that ever happened to us, right down to the smallest detail, and we never get anything wrong? Of course not. Otherwise, everybody here would be able to tell me everything that I have said so far this year. And it wouldn't be too hard for me to show that you can't do that. Right? Jeremy, go ahead.
Oops.
All right, put your hand down then. All right, so Socrates' rule for being a good thinker is this. Know what you know and know what you don't know. And the only way that you can make sure that you know what you think you know is to check. Where do you check? In the class notes. And lucky for you, there's even another place for you to check. And this is why the test preparation sheets are so important, why this exercise is very important. There's another place, there's actually two more places for you to check. Who knows what they are? You can check in the class notes, and then there's two more places you can check to see if you know what you think you know. What are they? Abby, what would be a good one to check?
Internet and books.
Those are actually two pretty good answers, but no, I don't want you to use either of those. Okay, because the internet is a gigantic ocean of information, and you don't know whether or not that information is true or false. And I gotta tell you, the internet is full of falsehoods. The internet is more full of falsehoods than it is of truths. So you better watch out there. Don't use the internet. Okay, I know it's tempting. And there's this amazing thing called Google, right? And you just say, oh, Google, give me the answer. And supposedly Google will have the answer. But you better watch out. I guarantee you, Google does not have the answer to the question, so what? So, those are not it. Books neither, because books, again, are not necessarily going to have the right answers, and you'll spend a lot of time trying to find the answers, and you won't get them. So actually, no, neither of those would be appropriate at this age level. Okay, if you were in the high school, or if you were a college student, I would say, yeah, go read some books, because you're ready. You've already done a lot of learning, and you're ready to figure out whether, and you're ready to know how to do it. That's called research. Okay, but no, I would not say those are two appropriate answers at this level. Rosetta, what about you? Where would you go other than your class notes?
I've got one. I think listening to the classes in the past.
Nice try, and that's a pretty good answer. And so since you guys have had two tries on here, I don't want you guys to strike out three times. Here are the other two answers. Answer number one is look in the class notes. Answer number two is ask mom and dad for help. That's answer number two. Mom and dad will help you to read the class notes and find the answer. Okay, that is answer number two. And don't ever be worried about doing that. That's mom and dad's job. So, they're supposed to help. And you guys are still young enough that they should be helping. So, that's answer number two. And then answer number three. Is there anybody you can think of that might be able to help you with one of the questions? Other than mom and dad? Is there a person, perhaps, who might know fairly well what the answers might be? I hope you could think of someone. Jennifer?
Teacher?
Mr. Powell, thank you. Yes, good guess. Okay, we now have three methods of finding the answer. So, you need to look in the class notes. You can show your answers to mom and dad. And then on Thursday, at the latest, you will show your answers to me by reading them in class. And I will give you my feedback on that. I'll tell you whether or not I think you did a good job of answering or not. And I will tell you if there's one little thing you should fix or that you should change. Okay, so now I do have advice for you before Thursday. And that advice is, a little more advice, because today is a class of advice, right? If you start working on the test preparation sheets now, what can you do that you can't do if you start working on them on Wednesday? What could you do if you start working on them today that you wouldn't be able to do if you only started working on them Wednesday? In other words, that's called, older people have a word for that. They call it cramming. Cramming for a test. Guaranteed terrible way to do it. But Nemo, what can you do?
Ask in class.
You will have a chance to ask Mr. Powell as many times as you want to confirm whether your answer is good. You'll be ahead of the game, exactly. Because on Thursday, you might not hear all the answers. We might go too fast. You might find that you got confused about something and you're trying to answer one thing but you can't do another. You won't get a chance to ask me. So don't wait to the last minute. The last minute is always the recipe for being really stressed out. Believe me, I know well, too well. So don't wait to the last minute. Okay? So, if you are in the lower elementary group, your test preparation sheets are on screen, they're on my screen right now, right? But they're on the class webpage right now. They are right there, and Wyatt and Henry have confirmed that they are capable of printing those. That means the links are working. If you are in the upper elementary group, this is what you will see if you go right there now. You will see slightly different look. You will see it says week 6 and 7 class notes. By the way, if anybody in the upper elementary right now can raise their hand to confirm that they are able to click on this, that would be very useful to everybody. So Gabriel, you are confirming for me that you can see this on your computer. So if so, that means you have week page 8, you have page 9, because those are week 6. And you also have page 10 because you're in the upper elementary class and there's more in your notes. All right, so you've got the notes. And very shortly after this class, you will receive the test prep sheets as well. Okay, so look for the update by refreshing your screen and you will see them. And get started today if you can. Okay, that's it. This is Mr. Powell's... what do we call that? We call it a pep rally for test preparation. Go team! Okay. All right, you guys know what to do? I hope so. Anybody have a question? All right, folks. I hope there'll be lots of questions tomorrow. I always love questions. Questions are my favorite thing. As you guys, some of you know, my favorite thing, even better than answers. So more questions, the better. All right, thanks everybody. Good luck with the test prep. We'll be talking tomorrow about the last new material. Henry Wyatt, I saw your hand shoot up there. Did you have a last minute item?
My mom wants to say something and afterwards I'd like to say something myself.
After it's class?
Sure, if you prefer.
Oh, well, if you think anybody else will benefit, you can say it now.
There were just a few of the so what questions that we hadn't gone through in class.
Okay.
Do you want them just to try to answer those on their own?
I would like you to try, and then you can highlight them on the test prep sheets, and we will discuss them tomorrow, and we will discuss them Wednesday, and we'll discuss them Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yep. This is Wyatt Hill now. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say something. Is that the day that I get the actual test, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a page then. So I'm not cramming it in, all of it in on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Okay, that's fine. All right, so that was good. That was a good question for everybody. If there are so what answers that you can't find in the class notes, they are there, but you might have trouble finding them. Ask me tomorrow. Absolutely. Ask me tomorrow. Ask me Wednesday. Ask me Thursday. That's a lot of chances. Okay, thanks everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.